Alrighty. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you so much for joining me again. Well, a lot of cue today, isn't there? So fun. Thank you so much, everyone, for joining me with in another great place, time, and space in our day. Thank you for joining me for the homesteading side of PRQ and the timelines. It's really valuable for all of us to coordinate and collaborate. Thank you, BBS Radio, for the people.space that we get for the spirit as well. Understanding of how calibration, reconfiguration of spirit and our light in these type of physical bodies, and never to limit our capabilities. It's just amazing that I get to talk to you every day and all day, and how omnipresence works as we are all one, referring to each other and understanding each other in individuality. It's an incredible responsibility or incredible understanding to have individuality. And now we get to play with it. We get to play and however we want to do it. And that's my great encouragement with PRQ. It is let's just constantly keep playing. And this is our collaboration center. And play with it as long as we'd like. Thank you so much for feeling my information. If BBS is inspired like us, you could call 888-627-6008, and I can't wait to chat with you. We had such a bunch of great observations today on the other two shows, and I realized that I can do a better job of, yes, BBS Radio, anytime you get some calls in, please, I'll take them. Thank you so much. Oh, I'm way behind. Sorry. Did I see them all? Thank you. I feel so honored that you would call me. Duality is a component of us. And so I can do a better job of, if life is all of us, there's just one body of light that is now experiencing individuality, which I'm calling duality because you're on a dualistic planet. The dark is not an identity. It is of us because we empower it, we fuel it. So that's why I'm a tool for you in omnipresence, because I can actually go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. So just because I have any, I can observe omnipresence, doesn't exclude you from being able to do that either. You're able to do it too. So our natural knowledge center feels the knowledge coming through your heart center, and then you express yourself is all you have to concern yourself with. So I'm going to go ahead and make a decision today to come on the PRQ show because I want to fix the roads in my city. Is inspiration. That's normal. You know, I know I'm preaching to the choir with all of you. The opportunity for light beings like yourself is to remove darkness by not participating with it and give the dark opportunities. So if we're all one omnipresence, then we really can reduce the presence of darkness, is what I'm doing my best to explain. So I'm sorry if I have not done a good job communicating that. Because this tool that we're using linguistically is designed to do that as well. So the only way you'll find truth in my words is if you can actually feel the information that comes through my harmonics. Thank you so much. Let's take some calls. PRQ is going well. The PRQ team is working their tails off to help you. And one of the tools, obviously, you can see is the homesteading. If I can get you free on this planet, I'm going to do it. I really feel that's fun for me. I'm inspired. I have the intention. I'll do every day, all day, I will do my best. PRQ team will do their best to get you another advance. We're calling them advances towards freedom in relationship to not letting anyone touch you on a place on this planet. We work on it every day. We love it. We love it. You deserve your own place on this planet. That's what we do, is get you guys really, really free so that we can do collaboration centers, healing centers, any and all networking and the ability to share resources. So if you have too much lumber one day and another guy has too many eggs, man, if you got your own land, we're good to go. And we don't have to use these money systems anymore. You can just be, and or if you want to use money, that's not a negative either. It's just the way we, in our intentions, keep rolling, fuel the energetics and the synchronicity and the motivation with manifestation. So it's very, very obvious. If as long as we keep our intentions pure, duality does not participate with us. So I hope that made sense. Thank you so much. Thank you for the callers. I'll start with calls. Thank you so much. And thank you for joining PRQ. Kevin from Florida, question about homesteading. Kevin, what do you have, my man?
Hello, Q. How are you doing?
Good. I'm glad to hear your voice again. Thank you so much.
Nice to hear yours, too. Beautiful day to you. I'm a part of Carrie's group, and I have an update for you and a couple of questions, if I may.
Please, go ahead.
So far, we have team members ready to pull certified copies in 36 states, and we're still working to get all 50 states covered. And everyone's mm-hmm. ready to go, but we haven't received our training packets yet. So we're wondering if you can give us any information on when we might expect to receive it. And are you still planning on making phone calls to the 10 groups who are testing the process?
Yeah, so how do you know you're one of the 10?
Well, we're hoping.
What do you mean? I mean, how do you? I mean, I can't just choreograph what I'm going to do. If aliens are truly chasing me and killing me every month, I can't actually tell you the truth, can I?
I guess not. No.
I wish it wasn't that bad, but it's pretty much like that. Okay, so keeping you guys safe, but trust that great care is taking right now, right? So let's not worry about time. Just know that everything's going to happen. Now, can you tell me about your progress? Can you tell me about my progress around 36 states of pulling homestead? So you've gone to Bureau of Land Management, and you've pulled all sorts of docs. Is that correct?
Well, you know, Kerry is kind of doing a lot of the workload for us at this point in time. And so I know that she has pulled some certified copies, especially in the area that she's at. So, and I really don't want to speak for Kerry because I really do not know. But I do know that we have not received the package yet, and we're super excited. And we were just kind of curious as to when we might expect that. So that was one of our questions. And I love
I love this question.
Why?
Because you want it.
You bet. You bet we want it.
And then so now it's going to show up. I really want this baby.
Yes. We do. We very
How fun is that? How fun is that? So why now it's going to show up now, isn't it?
It is. It is going to show up. It is going to show up.
I love it. I love it.
I'm sorry. Are you still planning on making phone calls to the 10 groups who are testing the process, though? I mean, I think I asked that question, and you probably already answered it, too. How do I know that I'm in the... But just, I guess, wanting to know your thoughts
So look at the tool that we're using right now. We're using BBS Radio. Do you know they've expanded their phone lines because of you?
Okay. Yeah.
So look how this is growing. You're very sure and steady. Nice and sure and steady. So
very good.
How many people could I touch if I sat on the phone all day? Not very many.
Probably not as many as you are doing now with the radio program. That's sure.
That's right. So just watch what happens here. So we use the resource we have here and keep collaborating. So this is a collaboration center. What's working? What's not working? Let's just keep the dialogue going. We want to get going. I don't have enough information is what I'm hearing so far. We want to do the steps that you're suggesting is what I'm hearing so far. So now we just keep pulling on each other. What do I want? So I'll never ask anything of you. I'll just suggest things how we might go forward.
Okay. You did
see the difference? See the difference?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
You did mention the four-step process. We were wondering if those might be pulling the certified copies, posting the public notices, taking possession, and then defending succession.
That's right. So we have so we have a lot of guinea pigs already rolling, and I have to take great care here. As the guinea pigs have rolled in, and you all are one of them, is that we can be proactive at making sure we take great care of educating ourselves so that I don't have to be accountable or anybody else for defending the true process. So what you're seeing occur is there'll be an opportunity now to observe how there might be a counteraction. I said might. Mm-hmm. So if everybody knows how to get free, who's the guy that wants to stop us?
Right.
Catch my drift?
Yeah, I do. I do, absolutely. Well, I just wanted
It looks like, because if we were already free in America, then we'd already be free. So someone doesn't like us being free, correct?
Correct. Correct.
So let's err on the side of patience and understanding. But the first thing you can do that will guarantee you advancing is get your own homestead where you reside. If you rent, possess land, want to go to another place, my suggestion is make sure you take possession of a homestead that you cannot wait to live on. If you're trying to survive on a place you don't really want to survive on, it's not going to be as successful as where you want to actually live. If you really want to live in Montana, then you pull a homestead there, and the succession of your energetics now will make it happen way more efficient than I'm going in foreclosure and I have to save the farm and I don't even like the farm. Isn't going to work anymore.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It does. Oh, absolutely. It sure does.
So just because I can't afford the mortgage doesn't help you in succession is what I'm doing my best to explain. Yes, you'll get a package. Don't worry about it.
Okay. Well, we are very, all of us in this group is very excited to participate and collaborate with the PRQ team. And just thank you so much for including our group as guinea pigs. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Any other questions?
No, none for me. So thank you very much. I love you. And
you have fun.
I'll talk to you later.
My love to you, Kevin. Thank you, Kevin. Didn't have any jokes today. It's just okay.
Yeah,
okay, we'll move on. Joke. BBS Radio. We'll move on. BBS. Thank you, Carrie. Thank you, Carrie, as well. You guys are a great tool and resource. So as you can see, we get to learn about this group in it could be perceived as unnecessary urgency, but it's really not. They're just thirsty for information. How'd you guys do it? How'd you guys pull it up? So don't look at this group as unnecessary urgency. It's just more about so when you work with me, in many cases, the mail can be delayed. It's no fun. A lot of attention on myself and the group, and we don't have a delineation of time. So just because this show happens every week doesn't mean we're in the same time as you. So we don't understand time. So if we're late for something, we don't understand that whatsoever. We have no capability of it. So I'll remind everybody that, and forgive me if it sounds slip or arrogant. Let's go to Canada, BBS Radio. Thank you, BBS, so much for your help. Lenora from Canada, about cloud ships and targeted individuals. Cloud ships, Lenora from Canada, please explain.
Hi, Q. Hi, great to hear the show again today. Thank you for the incredible work you're all doing, including BBS and the PRQ team and the delineation of the new programs that you've separated out. It's just been a wonderful resource to help understand and consume all of this vast information. On cloud ships that I've seen in our neighborhood, which are very distinctive, and they follow along what Ron Emmertron has shown, and they look exactly like what he has said, and they're very clearly bizarre, not normal clouds. Just curious, would they be inhabited by physical beings, and if so, are they always malevolent, or could they be benevolent at this time?
Great question. Thank you so much. So most of the diversity you explained is like a kaleidoscope. It just keeps changing all the time. So if the one opportunity you have is to explore benevolence does not participate in your dimensional reality. If it's benevolent, it would be in your dimensional reality. Does that make sense?
Can you repeat that? It doesn't.
If I want to go be in your dimension, then I would be in your dimension. That's how intelligent benevolent beings would be. I'm going to go be Jim Jones from Georgia. They're actually going to do what you're doing. That's what a benevolent being does.
I get it.
Now, are there vessels? Are there vessels fighting really bad guys in the air? Absolutely, there is.
Okay.
And they're presumed to be benevolent. Now, I argue that if you're going to keep fighting these dark beings who have their own agenda, by the way, then you're no better than them, is, would be one way to look at it. Most of the negative ships that you're seeing are utilizing the energetics from your planet to stay in this dimension. So I will give you that. So if I have a river mouth, if I have a mountain, if I have a vortice, most of the portals that they're utilizing to get in here are all shut down, so they can't get out of here. So basically it's survival for them. And the only way for them to survive is to go to the light, to be like you. So you have to quit screwing around with our consciousness, our AI, because they can't, actually. But they're opposing us because they won't go to the light. To sustain life, they're using the planetary energetics, like a river mouth coming into the ocean. They really like those, and that's what keeps their vessels fueled. That's the most common one. And then the good guys we're claiming are good, U.S. military, they'll push them out to sea, and they'll usually have to go to the other dimensions because they can't resonate with the ocean because it's too high frequency. But they can with the rivers. It's a constant study. Any other questions?
Okay. Yeah, one other question, Gui. Yeah, it's more related to energetic cording or dark magic or even targeted individuals. If, especially those that may be holding more light, if they are experiencing kind of chaotic or havoc in their lives, whether it's legally or financially, that's kind of beyond reason, and it could be related to energetic cording with one or more individuals or dark magic being practiced, or even that they've been targeted by the systems themselves, you know, through identification of their energy field or their DNA. Is there anything that those people can do other than doing commands to invoke the light, the energy that would, you know, rectify the situation they're living in and take control and eliminate the ability for these dark beings / energies to continue to have power in their lives?
Yes. And you already know the answer.
I guess I said, I sort of included it, and I think I was thinking commands.
Stop thinking. Stop processing information. If we would stop thinking, the heart center will displace the receiving of so much information. So if you can't stop thinking, that's your clue that you're being abducted. Because I can abduct you at 1% of thought or 100%. So when I slap your face and I call you names, let's call that an emotional psychic attack all at the same time. But what if you're just sitting on your couch and you can't stop thinking in perfect peace and harmony?
And
so if we can stop thinking and then make decisions from our core knowledge, it all goes away.
Beautiful. That makes sense. And I think what you've just answered is that is why dragging someone through a financial catastrophe / legal court system is so effective, because it's so difficult for these people that may not realize they're thinking so much to stop thinking when they're dealing with documents. Is that possible? That's why it's so effective at abducting
people
and ruining their peace.
We could do this all day, couldn't we? Now, what's more interesting, your question is very far more prominent than you may be aware. If I can't stay in a hotshot's dimensional reality, that'd be you, how would I get into your dimensional reality? If I can't stay, what if we understood dimensional reality and the negative individuals were coming in with lower dimensional ships trying to stay with us, getting us to believe that they're actually there, and get into your mind because they want to abduct the soul, the spirit? What if that was what's going on? See, they can't stay with us unless they can't stay with us unless we make them. That's how powerful we are. They want to stay with you. They're trying to keep up with us. We're fast. We're super powerful. So I need another court case to stay with you, don't I?
Yeah, and I guess to put someone in a state where they're in fear with legal system / financial woes, which we know are two of the great tools and work hand in hand, actually, the banks and the legal system, would be a great way to keep them out of peace energy and down in the weeds and in the muck where they like to play and where they like to keep people. Therefore, the soul isn't able to soar, the spirit isn't able to soar, and they are much more comfortable. Does that make, am I getting that right?
Dualistic planets like this are designed and engineered, if there is such a statement, to get you to react to the past. Nothing more, nothing less.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Much love. It really explains it. Much love and deepest gratitude to you and the entire team. Thank you so much.
My love to you, our love to you, our love to you. Outstanding question. Yes, any and all questions, please. We're here to be of service. Any questions you have today, please call in. That's what PRQ's for. Thank you. Tuli from Turkey. Whoa, what time is it in Turkey right now? Questions about healing self. Tuli from Turkey. Now, do you feel like a turkey when you say you're from Turkey?
No.
I always wondered if I was from Turkey, would I be like, so you're a turkey or what are you? I don't know. I'm from Turkey. your country's
no,
not
I don't.
Even the shape of a turkey, though.
No. No, not at all.
It's nice to hear you again. Nice to hear you.
Hi. Hi.
Did we get muted? Or are we there?
Yes. Do you hear me?
Yes, please. Questions
Hello?
About healing self. Yes, go ahead.
Yes. I've been having migraines for absolutely years and getting worse, and I've been comment all day long for months, and I really don't know why am I doing wrong or what is going on, and it's getting every week now, and I can't do, I have so many projects that I want to do, but I can't even think about them because of I'm getting ill all the time. So would you tell me what is really going on with me?
Okay. Is it okay to get closer to you?
Yes, please.
All right. Hang on a second. All right. Where in Turkey are you? If you could help me out a little bit.
I am in Bodrum area in Aegean.
Yeah,
Aegean
okay, very good.
Area in
not, you have, yeah. No, I have you. I have you now. Thanks. Okay. So let me get closer to you. Do you mind doing this on the air?
No.
Do you mind? Okay, very good. So let's make sure we're settled. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Hang on a second. Okay. Repeat after me.
Okay.
I command my spirit.
I command my spirit.
To remove anything in me.
To remove anything in me.
That's not authentically me now.
That's not authentically me now.
I command my spirit.
I command my spirit.
To remove anything in me.
To remove anything in me.
That is not me now.
That is not me now.
Count after me. Five.
Five.
Four.
Four.
Three.
Three.
Two.
Two.
One.
One.
Now.
Now.
All right. We got it, didn't we? Just breathe now. Just breathe.
Well,
just breathe. Just breathe. Just breathe, please. Don't talk. Don't use your breath. Just breathe. Just breathe. Okay. Now, it's not important how I can see it. Just keep breathing, but I'd get off the phone now because the electronics are a really big trouble for you. So the dirty power that we see in your area is going to have a bio. So you're just like a magnet to the carrier waves of radio waves. Got to get it out in country. Out in country, I'd get off the radio right now. I love you. I love you. I love you. Do you feel better?
Thank you. Thank you. I love you. Thank you.
Bye bye.
Bye bye. Thank you.
All right. All right. I should have charged for that. Huh. I don't know. What do you charge for being omnipresent? I don't know. It's funny. Kind of comical that we love each other so much that we could do it for everybody. Okay, that was a good one. Love here in Turkey. What time is it in Turkey? Man, it's got to be way late. Bo from Idaho. Two questions from Terry's group plus update. Bo from Idaho back on the scene. Bo from Idaho, line 4, I believe.
Hello, my beloved friend. How are you today?
My love to you. What's going on in Idaho? It's my own private Idaho.
Yeah, well, it's not that private anymore. Somebody thought that they should tell everybody that Northern Idaho was the place to be. It's a little smoky, but, you know, that's another timeline. Actually, Kevin already asked the questions I volunteered also to ask, but I had another one in my back pocket.
Okay.
And it's regarding NanoSoma. I've been taking it since 2020, and I absolutely love it. You told us that it works because it's from our planet, and here's my question. Yesterday, I made fire cider with a friend and my daughter, and it was using organic produce, herbs that I grow myself. I make a lot of herbal tinctures and herbal remedies, balms and salves. What's the difference, or is there any, between using something like NanoSoma, which is from our planet, and things that I know a lot of the people that listen to you and are on your team make, create, and use daily? Is there any difference?
So most, thank you very much, by the way. So most planets that you, so it's a very, it's a much longer story than I'm going to give it time for today. Forgive me, but you'll be able to pull the own, your own knowledge after we discuss it. The way genetics work and or epigenetics work, the way you align with a planet, you can assume that you're just exchanging the participation with the planet. You drink water all day, you eat food all day of the environment you're on. Was your biosphere messed with or not? Doesn't really have, really isn't that big a deal because of how powerful the light is through you. So adapting to your biosphere is all you're really doing. So the only reason I've adapted, or excuse me, said NanoSoma is the only thing I'll ever endorse, is because now you get a, you get to really get to see if your intentions are pure, and the exchange of minerals and water through you, and or your planet's minerals and waters, those are all energetic. So you are all you are is water anyway.
Right.
So NanoSoma, the reason I endorsed it is so that you could proof that something's happening. I'm never going to endorse that something outside yourself can cure you more than you. I'll go on record 1,000 times and everyone will change my words. I'm okay with it. You're the most powerful thing on this planet. So can you make a batch? So when we make our own ciders as well, or whenever I cook or make a, you know, I love making sauces. When you look at maybe the Jewish community, other communities that said this is kosher, sure, they gave it names and stuff, but that is part of the intentional exchange when you give energetics to, you know, the cider you were making the other night or otherwise, you're going to get that because you're predominantly water. So water has memory. You've heard me say it 1,000 times. Well, the people who make NanoSummit, we don't know if it'll sustain itself. We don't know if those people will always be good, but they're doing their best. And so you're going to get that exchange. That's why when you go to the grocery store, you might find a pickle jar that says kosher and it's really positive. And then you find another pickle jar that says it's kosher and it's negative. That is where you're going. You're not a human anymore. You're a living spirit through the expression of a human. Does that make sense?
Makes total sense. So intention, when we're making our whatever from with love in our hearts, our intention has a lot to do with it.
You're God. You're able to make flowers grow. You're able to change the dexterity of the room you're in. It's a never-ending story. All sources around you right now. Everything. It's very powerful right now.
Wonderful.
Now, how do we utilize it is all that's why I'm doing these shows. How do we utilize it now? Let's put it to work with our true intentions, wouldn't you say?
Yes, I love that. Thank you so much, Q. I'll let somebody else come on. Thank you, thank you, thank you with all the love in my heart. And
the mermaid says hello and loves you very much. The mermaid says hello and loves you very much. And thank you, thank you, thank you. It's a great privilege and an honor. All right, we're getting some work done. PRQ's starting to turn out to be a pretty good show. Wow, we're getting through a few callers. People got the message. Oh, we got Australia on here, man. That could be funny. Australia. Well, who else we got? We got Lo. Let's see. Oh, I got to keep BBS bouncing. Okay, we did Bo from Idaho. Andrea from PA. Got to be Pennsylvania. Questions about where to live. Andrea from PA.
Aloha.
Aloha. So you're a Canucks fan or Penguin fan? You don't have to answer.
Well, it's wonderful to be with you right now, and
my love to you. And, I love that.
Well, thank you, and of course, we are your friends, Andrea and Karen, who love you so much. Karen's over at her place, and I'm sitting here talking to you, but we both wanted to say hi and tell you we love you all the time.
Yeah, you guys are so much fun. Thank you so much. What are you working on today?
Well, I am choosing a new beautiful place to live and feel free. And if I don't have possession of that place now, how do I proceed in homesteading differently than if I were to homestead land that I am in possession of?
Okay, great question. So we are working real hard at if, so I could, okay, so I'll give you a summary. Let's say I was homeless and I lived in a van down by the river, which has happened. If I went and pulled a land patent, a homestead of a geography I wanted, and I filed it with your county and then went on the land, even if the people live there claimed they had title to the land, you'd have a hell of a time getting me off that land. And that's what I do not suggest we do, so that we do it with grace, because you have federal law backing you up. So your homestead laws are far more powerful than any county laws. And somehow we made our counties super powerful. So we're watching how the counties react to us right now. I will have a straight answer for you very soon. But if you're the successor of a homestead, whether you're in possession of it or not, I prefer that you be in possession of it, because so far all of those have been very clean. But if you do not have possession of the land and you homestead it, looks really good that you could displace the individuals on there. Now, did these people toil for years and decades to own that property and build their home? Would that feel good?
Well, I wasn't thinking of homesteading an occupied place. I was kind of thinking of maybe there's something somewhere that was has been unoccupied or has been unoccupied for a really long time. I don't want to... 100%.
Go under 100%. Go nuts with that. So that's what we're studying. Should we just favor the vacant land? We're studying national parks. One of the PRQ team members, let me make sure I get the term right. There are areas that have county parcels on them in America, identified as chain of title through mortgage companies or title insurance companies that are defined as national monuments. And so there is the potential to make an entire county a national monument, as an example, and then everyone has lost title, but they have to re-identify themselves as a patentee or homesteader. So it's not that they're going to lose their home, it's they're going to have to do it the right way per the United States. So we're talking about United States. A lot of countries are like this too. So we just have to reprocess our understanding of title is basically what, believe it or not, what you just said. So if you want to go out in the woods and nobody owns that property per se, yet somebody owns that property, they don't live on it, I'd go nuts with it. Don't even
well,
stop.
I am.
Do not. You put a mailbox on that, baby, and you call it yours, and you put the 60-day notice. It's you go.
What is a 60-day notice?
Again, we'll be publishing this stuff, but I'm sneaking up on this because I have a way to mass produce the information. So I want to see who's you're seeing everybody's like, you're late, Q. No, I'm actually watching the guys that don't like us and are trying to slow us down. So forgive me for that.
It's fine.
I have to take great care. I have to take great care because some of you guys got documents, some of you did. And so I get to watch the ding-dongs that want to slow us down. And you know they're all banks. It's all bankers. Okay, so the 60-day notice basically says, once you publish it at the post office or in the newspaper, and of course you pick a newspaper nobody reads, FYI. Once you put it and you put a sign, I have the sign in the packages for you to put up. But basically, what that says is if you think you have higher title than me, of course, if you already have the patent document in front of you, no one's been a successor in federal title, allotted title. In that 60 days, that's the time in which someone's got to say, give you a notice saying this isn't your land because I have a lot of title. So if you've gotten that far, I guarantee you no one has a lot of title and or federal patent capabilities. So that's what we're practicing out, how people react at the county level when we do that, what the banks do when we do that. And so we're getting a lot of patterns now, and they only have one tool. I have title insurance through the county, and I process it through the county, but the county doesn't matter.
Right.
That has nothing to do with the federal government. It has nothing to do with it. So you've processed through the wrong way, and so getting practice. We don't want to defend ourselves through these mercantile courts. They're not doing anything for us. So anyway, that's what they'll look like. And yeah, we have templates already made for you and we can mass produce them. Just want to make sure we take care here so that I don't get bludgeoned in your eyes and I've done this the right way so that you're truly, truly, our intentions are truly manifested because you have faith in you doing this.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yes, and is it best to go there in person? Like, I don't mind getting in my car and driving to the office and getting it in person.
Yeah, you have to go to Portland, right? You're Idaho?
Well, no, I'm everywhere. But right now I'm on the East Coast, and I can drive there. Does it matter whether we do it online? I don't mind driving there and going in person to doing this.
I do not like doing anything on these computers, Bureau of Land Management offices. The reason you go directly to a human is then you can get multiple copies. So don't just get one. Get an entire territory. They're like two copies. They don't cost anything. Just get a ton of them. Because you'll just be helping your neighbor too, and we can all start educating people what it's like to actually get our land back.
So when you say get a ton of them, you mean like, so I can get 160 acres, but maybe I might do 5 acres that includes my neighbor.
Could I have the land patents, all the homestead identifiers for all the state of Idaho? You could do that.
Ask for the land patent identifiers.
So all we're saying is, can I have all the townships that were originally homesteaded in the state of Idaho County? You can do whatever you want. They don't go by parcels. Okay, so Bureau of Land Management does not speak county. They only speak territories. So you have to get used to looking at latitude, longitude, territories, Willamette Range, et cetera, because they're just going to look at geographies differently than the county is. Now, the banks love when they can give you a square area, whereas the Bureau of Land Management is going to give you a territory. Pull a bunch of them. They'll give you, so when you go in there, microfiches or their computers in there, they're going to show you the geographies they have, because some in Idaho, it's been a long time since I looked at that one, but there's places in Idaho that have never been patented.
Okay.
Homesteaded, I should say. So you're going to have pockets up there. Montana, most of that's been homesteaded. All of Washington's really strong. But just look at the microfiche by map in which territories have been homesteaded, and you're going to see grids, be tons of grids, and they'll all be 160 acres. Every one of those grid has a homestead and a document that says Joe Blow homesteaded it, and here is the declaration. You can pull them all if you want.
Then you can,
it'll all be there for you. And now it's just a matter if there is a successor. So if Joe Blow and his grandson was smart enough to be a successor and rehomestead it, you don't want that one. Somebody knows how to do it. So you're just looking for succession, which piece of property you want. And if it's not occupied, it makes your life a lot easier and you'll have little or no problems, is our opinion right now.
Yes. Well, you're wonderful answering all my questions. Thank you so much for being so detailed and thorough, because I'm going there in person.
Thank you. Yeah, it's really fun. You know, just make friends with them. Be really cool. Be cool with them. They're understaffed by design, unfortunately. But, you know, just kind of say, hey, how do I pull a homestead if I don't know where my geography is? Can you help me with that? And you'll make friends pretty quick. And
I will.
As long as you make friends and just be good person, most of them we've experienced will accommodate you. But they want to be educated. You want to be educated. Most of the land patents we've pulled, people are like, why are you doing this? At Bureau of Land Management, like, because it's public information.
Okay, got it.
It's ours. You know, just play a little coy maybe sometimes. But anyway, have fun with it, and please report back.
Yes. Anything else you want me to know? Because I'm going in person this week.
I want you to know what you know. How about that?
All right. Well, I know. I know everything.
You want to do that? Have fun with it. I'm so in love with that.
Mahalo.
I think I'm helping a little bit around here. I think.
Yes, you are. You're a dream. You are making dreams come true here, and we are free, and it's just right here. It's right here now. So
that's right.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh my gosh! Thank you for the call. I'm gonna get booted off the phone pretty soon.
Okay. Aloha. Aloha.
Keep grinding with love.
I will. I'll let you know how it goes. I'll let you know.
Thank you so much. thank you for the call. All right. So we're going to keep moving on. I might have time for another call here. Let's see. Let me know, BBS, how I'm doing, because I'm not very good with time. So that's a cool. Yeah. So basically, if you do want a homestead and you don't have possession, you got to get really, what I'm doing my best to say, you got to get really savvy at defending yourself in possession, because you have all the rights. But the most of the counties we're coming across are really aggressive, saying you don't have any rights because they don't speak federal law. So deputies are really good at evicting you. Sheriffs are really bad because they do understand. So they're not, the deputies and the county clerks, assessor's office, all these folks aren't trained in federal law. Whereas the sheriff, you show them, so I have a document to arrest a sheriff, unfortunately. And once they receive that, and Narlo has it up on their webpage too. You can get it there. Once they receive that, they're on notice. And so we want to do this with class and care. I thought you guys gave us this land so we could live on. Okay, so why can't I be here? Prove it to me. That's what I'm doing my best to in the PRQ teams. Well, how are we supposed to defend ourselves if we don't? And why do I have to defend myself? Why do I have to work my ass off to live on planet Earth? So I'm doing my best to make it super simple for you so you don't have any problems and it's bulletproof and we don't have to screw around with people who don't understand the integrity of spirit of being on this planet. All right, Sabina from Hawaii. Are you still there? Sorry it takes so long. Questions about homesteading. Sabina from Hawaii. Are you still there?
Yes. Aloha. Thank you so much. I'm so excited. I hope I can get it all out. I have
Thank
a question.
You.
How is Hawaii be affected if it's not legally a state of the United States with homesteading?
Ah, my guy in Hawaii is going to educate me there pretty quick. So meetings with the king and or royal family are going to start changing because they're going to actually ask you what you want. And we don't need to rely on the United States government for possessing land now, do we? But in America, so America intruded. So when Hawaii was abducted, we will change that. Hawaii's been abducted. We know that. Cook Islands abducted. We can just do all the islands south. So you all have a better opportunity than we do because you can erase the slate and say, we're not Americans. We're Hawaiians. But it does not negate the fact that why am I paying taxes? Why am I paying rent if I'm Hawaiian?
What if I'm not Hawaiian?
I don't care. I'm in Hawaii. I'm on planet Earth.
Okay.
So why am I paying taxes? Why am I paying rent when I live on planet Earth is the salutation. So anybody that's taxing you and telling you, I want real straight answer, why cannot I not live in Hawaii without being bludgeoned by commerce? I really wanted to never, it was never like that. Tahiti, Cook Islands, Samoa.
Yep,
Why do I need taxation? There should be no America, Samoa. There should be Samoa. I have to keep going here. I can't wait to take on this dialogue, though. Trust me, I will take this dialogue.
You have one more. Can I have one more quick question?
Better be quick. He's going to kick me off any minute.
Yeah. What do I pull? The royal patent or the land award?
Both of them, please. And please report back.
Okay.
Because that helps me too. We have a guy on the ground there right now. Pull both of them though, please.
Okay. I will.
Beautiful
day
to you all. Beautiful
day.
Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Yep. Thank you for the call. Thank you for the call. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, BBS, for the people.space. Have a beautiful day, everyone. See you next week.